Disabled Woman's Traumatic Essex Blue Badge Ordeal. Blue Badge assessors refused an Essex mum who relies on a walking stick to get around as not disabled enough. Lauren Jennings has revealed her story in the hopes of the system being made more amenable to applicants. She feels the face-to-face meeting was traumatic and language used in her rejection letter inappropriate. The 33-year-old suffers from chronic nerve damage and has undergone major surgeries to remove a rare and potentially cancerous tumour. As a result, Ms. Jennings now needs to use a walking stick full-time, as well as suffering significant damage to her bowel and bladder. She decided to apply for a blue badge to enable quicker access to buildings and toilet facilities, making days out and family trips less stressful. But the mum of six-year-old twin boys says the results of her assessment were offensive and ableist, with Essex County Council reportedly noting that she could remarkably walk at a steady pace for 90 seconds without resting. The psychotherapy student said, "The experience has meant that I now have little to no faith in the system." The language used by the council to disabled people is offensive and ableist. I mentioned I was in pain during the physical assessment, and remarkably, I managed to proceed without the need to stop and rest. It's incredibly offensive to bare my heart and soul about such a traumatic experience as to what the years of major surgery have been, describe how my life has turned upside down, and then be told that I still don't come across as disabled enough for the liking of a man from the council. Imagine telling the story of something traumatic in your life and someone turning around and telling you how you really feel or should be feeling, then using sarcastic language to use it against you. She hoped a blue badge would enable quicker access to buildings and toilet facilities, making days out and family trips less stressful. After complaining to Essex County Council, they offered an unreserved apology for the inclusion of the word remarkably and any offence this may have caused, saying it was inappropriate and had no place being included. The response also stated she may appeal the decision not to grant her a blue badge, which Ms. Jennings plans to do. She said, "I was naive and believed that the assessment was just part of the process. On the paperwork beforehand, it stated, your assessor may need to undertake a brief physical examination. However, this can be done from a seated position and will be conducted within your pain limitations." However, she claims, there was no option for this examination to be seated or otherwise. The instructions were to walk across the car park whilst being watched. Even in that moment, I worried about how I was walking, if I was walking too fast, if my slight limp would look as if I was lying. It caused quite a bit of anxiety. I had already presented all of the letters, information, and medication from the highly traumatic experience that caused me to be disabled. I then had to go through it again in graphic detail. After all that, feeling so vulnerable and exposed, there was no part of me that thought my application would be declined. The experience has left Ms. Jennings feeling like she doesn't fit in the disabled box enough to have support, but she equally doesn't fit into the able-bodied box. She said, "There are hundreds of disabilities, and they do not all fit within a box of someone's opinion of what a disabled person looks, acts, or walks like. It's important to me to stand up for the disabled people who already feel a lack of support from the government, who then may have been told they do not fit into the box of the council's disabled description, but don't fit in the able-bodied box either. I'm also fighting for those who are disheartened." She added, "In a few years, if my twin sons ever ask why I don't have a blue badge, and I tell them this story. Then they ask me what I did about it. I don't want to say, I just accepted it, son. It's just the way it is. I want to say, I fought it. I contacted X, Y, and Z, and I made sure voices were heard. Amelia Peckham, founder of the Cool Crutches, the company that makes Miss Jennings walking stick, added, so often the use of walking aids is a symptom of a more complicated reality. The invisible elements of disability are often far more disabling than the visible. And it's so important all elements are considered during assessments and support given as required. We hope by sharing this story, awareness will be raised to drive better considerations in the future, both in assessment as well as reporting. To ensure support is given to those that need it, assessed in a way that takes all elements of a disability into consideration, delivered in a respectful and supportive way. Someone's ability to move is one very small element of the equation. It's time all aspects of disability are respected equally. A spokesperson for Essex County Council said, we have apologised unreservedly for any offence caused through the word remarkably. This word was not intended to be upsetting. However, officers agree it was inappropriate and has no place in mobility assessments. Feedback has been provided to ensure such language is never used in mobility assessments and the potential impacts are fully recognised. The Department for Transport sets the legislation and guidelines for all local authorities administering the Blue Badge scheme. This includes independent mobility assessments, which are conducted by qualified occupational therapists and physiotherapists who specialise in mobility and have undertaken additional Blue Badge training. Applicants always have the right to appeal decisions. He added that the council hope Ms. Jennings reapplies.